Today, farm news on the Red River Farm Network. Traders looking toward USDA's planted acreage numbers, which will be released June 30th. Traders are expecting corn and soybean acres to change from the planting intentions report. Ag Country Farm Credit Services Market Education Specialist Katie Tangen says the question is, by how much?
Once we get to the end of the month with the planting intentions, then it's time to see, you know, where did we come out? Did guys keep planting corn, you know, after that insurance planting date? Did we cut into acres of soybeans, trying to get more corn in? And I don't know that that's necessarily the case, but those are the questions that are going to go through people's heads and that the market has to wrap its arms around.
Tangen says crop condition-wise, the U.S. should be in good shape. The concern was there's not enough acres of corn that was in the planting intentions report.
Those planting intention acres that we had back in March for corn are simply not really going to cut it in terms of the balance sheet. So, and the other part is we've never had these kind of crop stress with prices as high as they are. And how does that impact planting intentions? And, you know, the other part, you may not have a concept of we're not that far out of 2019 when we had late planted corn that came off very wet and light and, you know, took either a heavy discount or in some cases got rejected.
As of June 1st, the